And start from Ayin Chesem of Bey's Tanya.
Hello, good morning.
Five lines down from the top of the page. So we had this conversation in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rehuda says that the Rechavim asked Rabbi Gamliel that through marrying the woman, why doesn't he get the right to have the Nechasim? And therefore, like the more that they said that the sale should not be valid, that the woman sells the property, which she received after the erusin, the sale should not be valid. So he said, "Al chadashim on abushim." You want to even ask a question on the old ones? So that was what we have in the Mishnah. So going back on the case of it was after Rishi Nisarsa, and now she's an Asua. Now she's still an Nisarsa, and she sells the property. They were challenging that the Mesel should be botzel, and he's saying that even if it after the Asua, we don't understand why the Mesel is botzel. Okay, Tanya, Omer Rebbe Chanina ben Akvaya, Akavya. That wasn't the answer that he gave them. This is the answer that he gave them. Lo ima martin ben asua, shekein ba'ala zakai ben mitziyosa, ubamaisi yadel, ubaforas nidarel. So, in a scenario where she's already in asua, which the husband has the real schusim in the woman, that's when after Nesuah is when he gets the rights to get her metzias, her maisi yadayim, etc. Tavre barusa she'ein ba'ala zakai lo b'metziaso lo b'maisi yadayim lo b'afores yadayim. He has no schusim over the woman, so therefore we understand that the sale which she makes after she's in Nesuah on the property, he gets rights on her property, so the sale is botel, but the sale which takes place when she's still in Arusa, which is what we're discussing right now, there's no bidi abed, it's at least it's going to work. So Amrloi, so they said back, the Tamidim said back to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Machra, takes out the word the law. Machra Achla Nises. Vinises.
So that's what happens.
Bachakach Machra. Okay. So in the scenario which we just said, where she was mocha achlo nises, okay, Omer the Rebbe, mocha achlo nises, I understand. But this is hachach machra mahu. But what about a case where she got it as an arusa, and then she had the suwin, and then she sold it? What you hold in that case? Omer lehem abzu mocheres ben asenis v'kayim. So the sale is valid. Her sale, which a property that she received as an arusa, is valid. But here we should argue, based on what you're saying, but once he does the nesu'in and gets all these rights over her, he should get the rights over her property that she can't just go sell it. Amar lahem. And that's when he answered, Al Chadashim on Abashim, Al Satem Megalgam Alena was Yishon. Okay, so that Me'ikra didn't, the sale should be valid even in this scenario. It's in the Ximbalug. She owns the property, she should be able to sell it. And even the Chabim are going to intervene and be Misak, and that it doesn't work. That's only in property which she received after the Nesuin. Now, furthermore, Kasha, so it comes out. Vanan Sanan, Achlo Nises, Venises, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Imocha Menosna is Kayim. That the Mishnah said. And they asked him this question. And we give this answer. Okay. It sounds like that she is not allowed to do it, but if she does it, it works b'dieved. And the language which Rabbi Gamliel said in the Braisa was mecheres v'nesenes v'kayim, which means she's allowed to go sell it. Avzu mecheres v'nesenes v'kayim. She can sell it and she can give it. V'kayim. The language of the Mishnah was means if she did sell it or she did give it, it's kayim. So is she allowed to do a lechatchila or not? Tony mecheres v'nesenes v'kayim. So we have to correct the version of the Mishnah, not imachem anos v'kayim, but mecheres v'nesenes v'kayim. Rapapa Amar Lokasha. Hor Behuda Libid the Rabbi Gamliel. Hor Rabbi Chanina Ben Akvaya Libid the Rabbi Gamliel. So this price is Rabbi Chanina Ben Akvaya presenting the conversation. And that's his version of Rabbi Gamliel. And in our Mishnah, it's going to be Rabbi Yehuda who presented the Amru L'Amru, and that continues until Rumil says Yimachar Menos Zakayim. Then the Mishnah quotes that Rabbi Chanina said that they asked this question over here. We're going to have to learn over there. That's all Rabbi Yehuda. Till that point, it's Rabbi Yehuda talking. And Rehuda says that all Rabbi Gamliel said was Imachar Menos L'Kayim. Then the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Chanina said that they asked a question on it. So we're quoting Rabbi Chanina for the question. But up to that point, it's Rabbi Yehuda's version of what Rabbi Gamliel said. Okay. So the verse says Rabbi Chanina ben Akvaya k'be Shammai. Now it comes out according to the Rabbi Chanina ben Akvaya. So we have Rabbi Gamliel saying, like the Beis Shammai, you're allowed to go to the Chazkila and sell. Because Beis Hillel, we had in the Mishnah, Mishnah Zarsa, Beis Shammai, and Timker, Beis Hillel, and Loi Simker, Imachar Menos L'Kayim. So even in case of a woman who got property as an Arusa, and wants to sell it as an arusa, Beis Hillel says you can't. All they said was if you did, it works. So Rabbi Gamliel was saying after Nesuin, she's allowed to go to Chachil and sell it. That's like Beis Shammai, you're allowed to go to Chachil and sell. Because Beis Hillel, even an arusa can't sell. Kalva Herman, Nesuin can't sell. So according to Rabbi Chanina, we have Rabbi Gamliel saying like the Beis Shammai. So obviously, according to the version of Rabbi Chanina, he's going to have Rabbi Gamliel saying that Beis Hillel never really disagreed with Beis Shammai in this point. Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai in this point. Okay. No, he's arguing on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Shittas. And Reb Chanina has a whole different version of the Shitas. Okay. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Okay, Loikachi Shivan. Yeah. The Rashi Loikachi Shivan. It's about eight lines down in the narrow lines. When they were asking on the first conversation, which we have quoted in the Mishnah, the case of being Mecheris when she's still in Arusa, he had no need to answer them that we're not comfortable with what we're doing. One second. He says, but Shreshuba Nitzachas Yeshkan, he has a better answer. Sheshahafish ben Arusa Linusua. That Arusa is different. And that's what he answered them. Martem, you can't compare the case of the when she's in a Suwa to the case when she's an Arusa. He has no rights into and her Mitzias, her Masiyadayim. And her forest of dorm. So Rashi says, "Lo beforest in the levadoi." In a case of a woman who's an arusa, and she's a nara marosa, he does get some power of a forest in dorm. He only gets it together with the father. He doesn't get it levadoi. Elim kena via imoy d'tnan avia ubala mefir nidra. Nara marosa, we need a combination of the baal and the father to be made for the nedra. Okay, so he answered them in a case when she's still in Arusa, he has no schusim in her, so of course she can sell. Omru, so they said to him, Omru the Rebbe, Moch Rachel and Yiseis. So if she got it as an Arusa, and she sold it as an Arusa before the Nesuvin, near the Barecha, Bimacheris Bird Arusa. So what you're saying makes sense when she's selling it as an Arusa. But Nisei's Recha Kach Mochra, if she comes in a suwa and she sells property. So property which she got as in a suwa, your mask that she can't sell. The property she got as an arusa, now she's in a suwa. Ma, what's the luck on that? She can sell it and it works. Now we have a fair question. Since she's zoich in the isha, limitzi also the ma'asi yadel for her rest of the rea, he gets all these chusim over the woman. Lo yizkim and chosim, he shouldn't get a right to the property. Shatidu lechol perisei and mechayel that the chosim which he has, even the chomer were masakin, he has the rights to the peris. So behech mechron kaim, how could she then go sell it? So we asked, here the Bryce, it sounds like she's got a lot to do with the Chavkilo. The Mishnah said if she did it, that it works. So Tony Mecheres in a sentence of Kaim. Ruzid Amr Lakasha. Ruzid says, I'll answer you a different answer. Masizak Tony Im Mochra just says, Bidiyev, that it works. It's Yehuda. That's Yehuda talking. Do you ask, Amr Law? It's still Yehuda talking. The Sir Lai Libra Dar Mgamil, the Philip Oida Rusa, Lloyd Timkil Lachatkila. He agrees that Mgamil holds it, but she's a Rusa. She may not sell the Lachatkila. For sure, in the case of Nisais, even though Rav Chanina then continues to talk, about Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Gamliel, love the mind of Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't mean the fact that Rabbi Yehuda's quoted the Chachamim's question on Rabbi Gamliel, that he's agreeing to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Gamliel. Love the mind of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Gamliel, im machra isle, that's only been the habit. Ela machra is a chachilah. Kind of Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi holds you a lot of selach chachila, but he didn't discuss that point in the Mishnah. My dear parish, Rabbi Chanina, be masisa and parish for brisa. That's what he added. That's what he added in the brisa. By the way, I argue on that point that you're saying that it's only been yeah, but I say Rabbi holds it selach chachila. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Tavayu. Bein Shenafel Lo Nuchasim Ashlo Nisarasu. Bein Shenafel Lo Nuchasim Misha Nisarasu. When it says whether the she got property before the Arison, she got property after the Arison, but now she's in the Suwa. So Habal Mutim Yad Alukuchos. So the Baal, if she sells it, the Baal retrieves it from the Lekuchas. So Kaman, the Lord Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina, Ben Akvaya. So that's not, you know, if you didn't finish the Rashi, it's okay. Let's finish up the Gemara, we'll go back to it. So here we have a case of Ashlo Nisarasa Mishin Nisarasa. That Ramil is on record in that case that she should, according to Rechinino, she's allowed to sell the Chathilo. Actually, this is when he says Ramil or Mimachem and Astakayim. Now we're saying that that's not true. So the mission says Bidi Abed it works, and the Kard of Chanina the Chachila works. Fine. We're answering. Even the Arabic Rabbi Seno, Tanya Rabbi Seno, Rabbi Seno said that Chosu Benimnu mentioned of Ashlo Nisaris mentioned of Mishis Nisaris when he says about Mitzvah and other kuches. Rashi. Comes out of Rechinina who says that she can go to Chathkil and sells like Beshamai. But to me, it's a question. We have Beisilo on the record, even a case where she got it as an Arusa and she's still an Arusa. She wants to sell. Amrin Chathkil alo, she can't sell. If they would ask the question, you shouldn't go buy it because you know how to sell it. So Kolshke Mishanisays, for sure that you cannot sell after Nesuin, and Ruchanina says that Rumil said you may sell after Nesuin. So he answered, Timker. They didn't argue on this case, and they both agree that she could go sell the Chathkila. Mishanisays. So it's going on that Rabbi Shmuel that say that whether the chosim were before she got before the erison and after the erison, and now she became an asu and then she sold. So then about the answer out of the kuches. So Tosafot over here just deals with that. The simple reason the more is is grappling with who said this. Neither Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Chanina, both of them are going in Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, in the Mishnah says, "Actually, this is Venisis from Nil Armory Machim and Ostakayim." So Rechina said, they asked him, in the Reisha, it's a Stam Mishnah. Mishnah says that Mishnah is Arsa, Mishami says Timker, Mishnah says Lord Timker. If she does it, it works. Yehuda said, they asked him, Leo, Ipshat. It didn't say that was Ramil's halacha. In the Sefer, the Mishkan says if she got it after Nesuah, she can't do it. She got it before Nesuah, now she's in Nesuah. Ramil says, Ibacham Nasakai. Sounds like it's Ramil's halacha. But we don't know what the Chum hold in that case. And that's the case we're talking about over here. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Chanina. They're both arguing what Gamliel said. We don't know what the Chachamim hold. So she says, "Pirish loyka amru lefan of the Rabbi Yehuda, loyka amru lefan of the Rabbi Chanina." They were going in the ones who are questioning that and they said that it should not be valid. Even they did not say this. Why did they not say this? Okay. The Tzavah Moira Ba'ashla Nisarsim and Nisais, the Mechrakayim, will apply Gala Kishinis Arsim and Nisais. But even they didn't ask in a case of property which she got before Arison, and she's had it from it before Arison, and now it's after Nesuman. That's not property which they were asking about, that the sale should not be valid. They're only asking about property which she got after the Arison, that it shouldn't be valid. But it's because the Reish of the Mishnah says, "Isha got nechosim ashlo tisaris." So Beisham is still saying, "Juntehei, Mecheres sent us v'kai." Novel Mishnah is Zara. So Beisham says, "Timker still says Amal Timker." But if you did have it, it works. And that the Amru loy chachamim the Rambam Gamliel, how was Zochav Ishlo Yiskem nechosim? Right, so that's where they start asking questions. But the Isa Shlomo and the Chosam Ashal Tisares, nobody discusses that case. Now Rashi says Ashal Tisares minis arsa. That's what Rashi learns in the Mishnah. So of course that's not relevant to our conversation. We're talking about Kate Woman's in the Sua. So the fact that the Umrul didn't say anything in the first case is not relevant to our conversation. Tosfos Rambam Aleph says that learns that the first case of the Mishnah is going in Ashlo Nisaris Benises. She got property before the Arison. They had Arison. They had Nesuin. And so the Mishnah still Mecheres in the sentence with Kayim. And the Omer Lo didn't say anything. Right. So now we have that the Rab and Shmuel, which are saying that property from before the Arison, Balmos Yad Alakuchos. Nobody said that. Nobody challenged that case. And that's the Tosfos Rambam Aleph that the top Tosfos says brings Rashi Pshat. Then he brings that the more Ash Rav and Shmuel and asked, it's not like Rav Chanina, it's not like Rav Yehuda.
Why
So he's asking on Rashi. The Mishnah Ashla Nises, Rashi Mishnah Ashla Nises, Kunsh Nisarso, or Kadam Lachain? Vahachad Nises. So that's where, so in the fourth case of the Mishnah, of Ashla Nises and Nises, when did she get the property? She got the property as before Arison. That's where Chinina ben Akvaya is saying Amrloi. So then, then what are you saying? Rav Shul is not like anybody. It's like it's like Rav Chanina ben Akvaya in the Mishnah that the Amrloi said the case that she got before Arison and now she's after the Suwin. The Baal should be much doing out of the Kuchos. So Rashi asked, "Is it going to be Nisarsha or Kadam Lachain?" Vachad Nisays that Amar Loi said, "Why should it work?" So he says, "No, we have to put up in the Mishnah that Ashul Nisays when Nisays means she got it after Arison, before Nesua. Now she's in Nesua, but in case she got it before Arison, we should not discuss in that case." Am I saying that right? Okay, so if that's true, Zotaisis, so therefore, if we're going to, what Rashi learns the Mishnah, that actually this is when this is referring to the case of property which came before Arison, to the point of after Nesuin, and that's where they're having the conversation. So then the Resha, Ishul Melchosim Ashlo Tisaris, means it has to be only in Benisarsa. Because if it's after Nesuin already, that's the case which we're discussing later on in the Mishnah, where Rashi learns. So Tosfos says you see the more not like that. So therefore, we're going to learn Ishul Melchosim Ashlo Tisaris means even, and now it's even after Nesuin. Beisham Beisilo says it works for the Merkasha. Who are Rav and Shmuel like? And that's what Tosfos says the Morris Kash. Okay. I don't think it was very clear, but okay, we'll work with it. So the Gemara. Mishnis is Elu Elu Moedim. The Mishnah said in case number 3, she got the property after Suwin, so everybody agrees that if she sells it, it doesn't work. Lema Tanina the Tekana Susha, the car we have in the Mishnah, we are presenting Tekana Susha into the Mishnah. Dom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So the Mishnah says that even though really the Baal's rights are only rights of Yerusha, and the Yerusha doesn't, if she sold it, there's nothing to be Yerush. The Baal is Miyatsimiyat al-Kukhais because we give the Baal the equivalent status of being not just a Yerush, but also being a Lekeach. So even though he doesn't own it totally while she's alive, but when it comes, when she dies, his Susan is not as a Yerush, which they can argue with nothing left to be Yerush because she sold already, his Susan is as Lekeach Rishon. So that's the Mishnah says. Verse says, no. Masnissin, Bechayeha Ula Peris. We could learn in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is telling me that while she's alive, the Baal is able to get the Peris away from the... she has no right to sell the Peris. She only owns the goof, she sells the goof. The Peris belongs to the Baal. Therefore, the Baal can force the Lechim to give him the Peris. Tekanazusha begufa shalkarka lachemisa. Tekanazusha was... was even the goof, and that's only relevant after Misa. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay.
The Mishnah says that most of the goofos, that's only the Peros.
So, the more saying you cannot prove Tekanazusha from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is to be understood. I'm not sure. That's talking about. We would think that once she sold the property, the Baal's rights are totally bottled because he has a right to eat the peris of her property, not her property anymore. So let the Mishnah know that he retains the exclusive peris even after she sells it. And that's all the Mishnah is telling me. And that's not how we learned in the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah like the Kanasusha. So I'm not sure if the Mora means over here. The Mishnah means over here. The Mora means over here that you could learn the Mishnah like that. The Mora means you should learn the Mishnah like that. I'm not sure. See Rashi. Masisin Bechayel. Ka'omar. That's the Mishnah said. Abal Mutzi Kelecho Peris Bechayel. That the Baal only gets the payers, but Lachamoisa Yachzer Karkel and Lekech, but Enochanami. Based on that alone, once the husband dies, once she dies, the Lekech will get the whole thing. Philomesa Bechayev, even though she died first, Lo Yeshena HaBaal, Baal can't be Yerushin because it belongs to somebody else. At the time of death, she doesn't own it. Va'asa Ba'usha, V'tikun, the Philo Guber Shalkarka Yerushin Baal. And the Usha's the Kana was that the Baal gets the Karka as well. I think the Pshat is just looking at Tosafot right now. I think the Pshat is the more saying that not that you could learn the Mishnah not like the Kana Susha, means that you should learn the Mishnah not like the Kana Susha. Because the Kana Susha was even in property that she got as an Arusa. And the Mishnah is discussing property she got as an Asua. So, Tosafot asked, so what was the Morris Hamin? He said that the Pshat in the Mishnah is Kana Susha. The Mishnah is only Masha, this is true. The Baal Mutzi on the Kucha is if she got the property after being in the Suah and she sold it as such. The property she had beforehand, she doesn't have that power. According to Kana Susha, she even has that power. So she says, you're right, the Morris could have asked that. The case of the Mishnah cannot be Kana Susha, but the Morris gave a different answer. It means the more Tosafot is learning, the more it's teretz is that it's b'chol not pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not discussing that din b'chol. The Mishnah is discussing the excuse to get the peiris, which the mechira should be mevatel. So the Mishnah, no, it's not mevatel that, or we might think it's mevatel. It's not mevatel that. So the way we learn the Mishnah wrong then. I mean, I learned the Mishnah wrong. I did. Okay.